You are listening to Grounded Presents featuring Coach Kim EJ, founder of Unveiled Silhouette, with an episode of COB.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of COB with Coach Kim EJ, an entity of Unveiled Silhouette. Listen, it is so good to be able to come before the masses to share the word of God. As I tell anyone, all I'm doing is just sharing the message that is given to me. As I minister to you, I minister to myself. I am walking in the gift of exhortation, which means I look for any and every way that I can to encourage others. There are so many people that are dealing with so much hurting and frustration and anxiety and depression, and the list goes on and on. And as I tell my daughter all the time, we don't have to know what someone is going through in order to pray for them, in order to be kind. It's kind just to be kind. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get started. As you all know, I don't hold you long. I don't believe it takes a whole lot of time to share what God has given me. So before we get started, as always, in decency and order, we would like to usher in the spirit and start off with prayer. So Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a vessel that you use to share your word. Heavenly Father, as always, we pray that it falls on fertile soil, that you would allow it to break down barriers, that you will allow it to minister, that you will allow it to help heal those that are struggling and dealing with things, that they will seek your face, that they will seek knowing you, Heavenly Father. You are a good God. You are a faithful God. You are a loving God. And we want everyone to know that, Heavenly Father, you are just supreme, amazing, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we just bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are always pleasing unto you, for I do it for you and not for man. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. 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 So I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I am so fortunate and so blessed to be able to engage in some marvelous conversations with her. She really does keep me on my toes. She really does keep me grounded. She'll say, Mommy, have you recorded for COB? And let me tell you, just because you don't see a message or you don't see a recording does not mean that I'm not still operating in ministry. I am seeing so much and being led in so many different directions because, like I said in the beginning of this, so many people are hurting. And I'm very big on empowerment, especially when it comes to women. But right now, God is leading me to do more in the school systems and to do more with our children. So social media and platforms are great. I did a TikTok just yesterday talking about social media and platforms. And, you know, it's good to be able to reach as many as you can there. But sometimes we got to get out here in the field. And so that's what Coach Kimmy J has been doing. So please know that you are never far from my heart. My heart, my thoughts, or my prayers if you don't see a recent message. But I am going to be doing a series starting. This is May 1st. Thank the Lord for allowing us to see another month. It's May 1st. And as I was saying, in having a conversation with my 9-year-old daughter, we were talking about it. She said, Mommy, what does April showers bring May flowers? What does that mean? And that immediately dropped in my spirit to do a series where I want to talk to people about what that really means. It's an old proverb. We've heard it before. It originally started off, March winds and April showers bring May flowers. But all it simply means is basically reminding us that after those rough spots, after those storms, after those endless tears, there's something beautiful that's going to come from that. And that's our worldly proverb and expression. But I want to bring it a little closer to home and what the word of God says. God knows our hearts. He knows what we're dealing with. And I want to remind someone today needs to hear and needs to know that you are not alone. God has not forgotten you. God sees you. He's with you. And so what I'm going to do for the month of May, as I said, this is going to be a series. I'm going to come on here and I'm going to talk about the promises of God so that we have something to stand on when those winds come and those storms come and they try to threaten to uproot our seeds in the fertile soil that we're planting and studying his word every day, to remind us to stay steadfast and to hold on to what thus says the Lord, because we know the word of God does not return void. So, like I said, for the month of May, I'll be coming on here. I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite scriptures to really bring this proverb of April showers bring May flowers to the front lines of our mind. The Bible is full of promises that we need to understand. Like I said, that will not return void. I think about as a little girl growing up in church, I used to love to hear hymns and sing hymns, and we've gotten away from it. And don't get me wrong, I love some contemporary music, gospel songs, and things like that. I love a message that has a positive word and that allows you to praise and worship. So, you know, I'm not going to get on that. That's a whole nother topic. If anybody has anything to say about genre music and contemporary and old school and all that. That's not what this is about. But what I'm saying is, I remember being a little girl and there was this hymn, Standing on the Promises of God. I can remember singing with my grandmother. And it was written back in, I think, like 1886 by this guy named Russell Kelso Carter was his name. And it was inspired by his time as a teacher in a military academy. And so I can only imagine the things that he saw and the vessel that he was at that time in teaching and encouraging those that were in the military and learning different things on how to protect and how to serve. But some of the lyrics that I remember from that song, Standing on the Promises, it was standing on the promises that cannot fail when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God, I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. I don't know if any of you remember that song. It's something like, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I think that's how the beat went, something like that. If I'm wrong, put it in the comments. If you remember it, let me know. But anyway, so I'm tying all that in to say, for the month of May, we are going to be standing on the promises of God, our Savior, okay? So a scripture that I want to talk about is Psalms 91. That's Psalms chapter 91, verses 14 through 16. You know I like different versions, but a lot of time my scripture will be coming from the NLT, which is the New Living Translation. I'm going to be reading from the NLT as well as the Message version, because I love how the Message version really brings it on. Modern day, you can't help but understand what it's saying type translation. So Psalms 91, 14 through 16 reads, "The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation." The Message translation says, "If you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation." That's the Message version. And my goodness, there are so many promises and so many things that we can grab hold on to when we are dealing with the trenches of life, the lack of finances, the health scares and problems that come up, the division among families, the wayward children, depression, anxiety that comes up. All these things that we're dealing with and battling with, the struggle on the job and trying to make ends meet. So many things we deal with in the world. And don't misunderstand, the word of God tells us that we will have trials and tribulations. Just because you are a Christian does not mean you're walking around here with unicorn confetti and peaches and creams 24/7. We are going to have trials and tribulations that come to us, but it's how we deal with them. It's how we trust the process and go through these things. So from that particular scripture, there were some things that I wanted to point out and some promises that I want you to stand on in these times of adversity. Because remember, all those April showers, that March wind is bringing about something beautiful. I've heard it before. Someone said there's beauty in pain. And I won't say there's beauty in pain, but we have to trust the process. A lot of things that we go through that are painful, surgeries, childbirth, there's pain involved in that, but it does bring about something beautiful. Okay, so I want you to remember from the scripture that it says, He will rescue you. Isn't that a promise to stand on? He will rescue us if you love Him. And how do we show that we love Him? By being obedient to what He has told us to do. God will rescue you if you love Him. He will protect you. Listen, there's some people out here that are mean, that are cold, and will do everything they can under the sun to try to tear you up, to try to kill you. Hey, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But He says in His word right here, Psalms 91, 14 through 16, I will protect you, those that trust Him. You can't say, Lord, protect me, and you don't believe and trust that He will do that. He says, I will answer when you call. How many times, I'm guilty, have you reached out to call that friend to vent, to pray, to cry to, or whatever, and they didn't answer? God's promise says, hey, if you call, He will answer. Also, He says, I will not let you be alone in trouble. So many times people say, I just feel like I'm doing this on my own. I feel like I'm so by myself. I'm just so alone. The word of God says, He will not allow you to be alone in trouble. So if you're sitting there and letting the enemy, the father of lies, tell you that you're alone while you're facing adversity, it's so not true. He says he will honor us. Isn't that a blessing in itself to know when the world is telling us that we're not enough, that we're anything but good enough, that he will honor us? And not only that, he says he will reward us. That's a reminder when you're going through and you're feeling like what you're doing is vain and you want to turn and do the bad thing, you want to meet people where they are, or as they say, match energy. Know that if you will stay on track, he will reward you. It's not in vain. So I pray that this passage of scripture, Psalms 91, 14 through 16, which is full of at least five promises that you can stand on when those storms get to weigh in and those bows get to break in, and you just feel like you can't go any further, you can't take any more, you feel like you're all alone, you feel like nobody understands. God is telling you right here in this passage of scripture, highlight it, go back and pray over it, go back and read over it, and remind yourself. The word says, if you carry the word in your heart so that you not sin against it, if you will carry these promises in the front line of your mind and your heart, it will allow you to have joy in the face of adversity. Amen. Isn't that something? That makes me happy just knowing that when I feel like I don't have anybody to talk to, when I feel like I'm struggling and nobody understands and I'm by myself, God is telling me that he's right here with you. I'm right there with you, Coach Kimmy J. I'm right there with you to protect you. I'm right there with you to rescue you. You can call me, I'll answer. I'm not going to send you the voicemail. I'm not going to ignore you. He's going to answer. And that alone is wonderful. So I pray that this message falls on fertile soil. I pray that it encourages someone today that is struggling and dealing with so much stuff. I know the load is heavy. I know it gets heavy. It gets tired. We get weary. But know that after all those showers, after that storm, there are some flowers that are about to take bloom in your life. So I pray that you all are as excited about this series as I am. These are our first promises to start off May 1st. May is a beautiful month for me. It's a time of reflection. It's the month that my grandmother was born, who knows no longer with me. I've discussed that with you all, that she passed away in 2022. We were extremely close. She was a very prevalent force in my life and who I am as a woman today, and I miss her terribly. But I use the month of May to reflect on her life and all that she was and all that she does and continues to leave and live in me and my mom and my daughter. So we'll close out in prayer. Thank you so much for your time. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that you hear us, that you're with us, that you protect us, that you'll rescue us. Lord, it's so good to know that we are not in this battle and this struggle alone, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, right now, whoever is under the sound of my voice, I pray that you will give them a peace, that you will give them a joy, that you will help them to know, Heavenly Father, that this too shall pass, that you are right there holding their hand, you're right there by their side, and that they can still have joy, and that you are a God that can do all but fail. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, thank you for another opportunity to share your word. Help us to walk in your will. Help us to walk in your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. 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 Thank you for your time. Again, this is Kimmy J. This is COB with Coach Kimmy J, which is an entity of Unveiled Silhouette. You can find Unveiled Silhouette on Facebook, Instagram. Send a message, send a comment, whatever you would like to do is fine. Share this word. Even if you don't share the video, share the message, share the scripture with someone you come into contact with that you know that may be having a hard time and dealing with something. God bless. Until the next time, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
To share your story or to learn more about how you can become an affiliate of Grounded and possibly be featured in an upcoming interview or podcast, visit GroundedJeremiah2911.com.